This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A month or so ago, we did an interview with the CEO of Cloudflare, talking about why he had decided he didn't want to let neo-Nazis use his company services to get online. Cloudflare, you should know, is an every now and then underwriter of this program. Then on Friday, we talked about how Facebook, until it changed its algorithm, let you target ads to group whose interests included Jew-hating, and that is the most benign of those ad categories. Awareness of extremist and racist groups has increased since Charlottesville. A lot of those groups have now found themselves unwelcome on some of the major tech platforms. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, that hasn't stopped other businesses from filling in the gaps.
The Daily Stormer is a neo-Nazi website. It was knocked offline for a period when Google and GoDaddy and Cloudflare all refused to host it, but it's back. And it's raising money online. How? This guy.
To me, it's a simple act of defiance.
Cody Wilson started Hatreon. It's a crowdfunding site. The name is a joke on mainstream crowdfunding site Patreon. Patreon plus hate equals Hatreon. He resents platforms like Facebook or Patreon that choose not to offer their services to groups that promote hateful ideologies.
We fund the Daily Stormer on Patreon, and if you're serious about free speech on the internet, that's ground zero right now, and we're happy to be right in the middle of that conversation.
Patreon's also being used to raise money for personalities, including Richard Spencer, the activist who advocates for a white homeland and coined the term alt-right. Wilson himself gained notoriety for developing designs for people to 3D print their own guns.
Look, I haven't built a business that hasn't been kicked off of PayPal. So very early on in our startups and enterprises, we learned that we had to build our own payments networks.
Payments networks like PayPal and Stripe are normally used by individuals and crowdfunding sites to facilitate donations. There is demand, says Wilson, for versions of both of these services that don't care who their users are, as long as those users are within the law.
Like the marijuana companies, for example, and there's all types of, you know, gray market communities which are, you know, on this side of legal, but have traditionally had trouble getting legacy payment solutions.
For all the potential demand, Wilson's decision to host a fundraising platform used by white supremacists is ideological. It's not a moneymaker.
There's like 1,000 users. This is a very small application, a very small website right now. I mean, I think we're bringing in like 5,000 a month right now. This is nothing. You know, you can't even employ a single employee.
Other platforms do see a gainful business model in the reluctance of Silicon Valley companies to offer their services to hate groups.
And I think that this creates a great business opportunity for me and for others.
Charles Johnson is a controversial blogger, himself banned from Twitter for his trolling, who now runs WeSearcher, a crowdfunding site that's currently being used to fund various causes and legal and medical fees for activists.
We're willing to take the fundraisers that others are not willing to take.
And he charges them a premium for it, 15% of the funds raised, compared with competitors like GoFundMe, who take 8%.
I think we've brought in over $1 million in contributions.
Another alternative platform open to be used by hate groups is Gab. It's a bit like Twitter. Gab has raised more than $1 million from donations and voluntary user fees. Utsav Sanduja is Gab's chief operating officer. Like many of the people behind alternative tech platforms, he views much of Silicon Valley as left-leaning, politically correct, and dictatorial.
The First Amendment for us means everything, and we're all about preserving and protecting the First Amendment on Gab.
Protecting the First Amendment is a common justification for serving extremists, but Heidi Beirich with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups in the U.S., says the First Amendment isn't being violated when GoFundMe rejects an extreme cause or Twitter kicks someone off for trolling.
No one ever said that the First Amendment meant that you should have access to millions and millions of people.
She's actually okay with the development of alternatives for extremist groups.
We would rather have white supremacists over on Gab, where their audience is much more limited, than on Twitter, where millions of people could potentially see their views.
Mainstream platform Twitter has 328 million monthly active users. Gab has 225,000. Mainstream crowdfunder Patreon has 1 million donors. Hatreon has 1,000. Kickstarter has raised more than $3 billion. WeSearcher is only at 1 million. The uncensored alternative to Silicon Valley is certainly a market, but it is a niche one. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.